Well, if you are using natural as a synonym for purpose aligned or soul aligned, then we're saying the same thing, right? So is that what you're thinking? That it's a natural fit because these are the people that you're meant to serve, like your purpose people?
Yes, although you express it much more profoundly.
Well, hang on. What I'm doing is we're searching to see the languaging and the paradigms that reach you, that are your language, that speak to the kind of character, personality, guidelines of life that are comfortable for you. So that's what I'm doing right now. So is that what you're saying? Is that why the word natural had such a resonance for you?
I felt it as you don't have to force a square peg into a round hole. I don't have to choose a target audience because I think I should. I can choose the target audience that feels natural to me.
Okay, so I hear what I get it. And so now the piece that I'm going to kind of crochet hook back in is that when you are exploring and understanding what your mission is, the passion of your mission, and the reason why you're doing what you're doing naturally, well, I better not use that word, will easily reveal who your natural audience is. So that's true. When a person just goes about choosing a target niche market out of thin air, it's very definitely trial and error, and there's a lot of wear and tear. And that's really not such a hot way to do it. The better way to do it, the one that's going to be more sustainable, is to know what it is that you are committed to accomplishing in this life and for whom, and what's important to you about doing that for people, and then who are those people? And then that's your natural audience. Does that help at all?
Yes.
So the word natural, all that it embodies, is indeed the result. When a person is clear about what they are compelled to bring out into the world, in business, in a personal life, wherever, because it's so much of the essence of who they are, and then they will find people who will hear them out and who will welcome what they have to say. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So tell me how that helped you.
We've been talking about that I have something of value to offer and that the right people will.
Right, and that's your sleazy saleswoman buster.
Yes. Yes. And so this bringing out, this being my essence coming out, and that it will be received by the right people, all fits with that.
Yes. Exactly. Good. So I would think that you feel a little more homogeneous now, that that these concepts aren't disjointed. Is that true?
True.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. My intention is to bring all these pieces together so that all the pieces that have to happen in running a business will become not easy, but will become like intuitive, where it just flows because the one main foundation piece is nailed down, and that is your mission. Your mission, because you care about something, and that caring is important enough for you to do what it takes to have a business. And in having a business, all these pieces have to sew, S-E-W, have to sew back into your mission, or else people don't walk their talk. They don't follow through. They procrastinate. They feel like they're being frauds, too pushy, too this, too that. And it all gets handled when a person knows what it is that they just have to do something to help in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there, that is the essence of what I'm saying to you. Okay, Barb?
Yes, thank you.